Here I am jerking this poor guy around, and he's offering to keep me company on the phone while I stand him up. Thank you. So I probably shouldn't tell you this if you're already nervous about meeting me, but it's too odd of a coincidence to keep to myself. What? You need to come inside, because an old lady I know had a dream that I met my future wife today. What are you talking about? Mrs. Peabody. It's a long story, but I sort of have a friend who's older, and she sometimes has these premonitions and weird dreams. This morning she randomly called me and said she woke up at 2 in the morning knowing I was going to meet my future wife today. Oh, really? I chuckled. Did she say anything else? No. Well, except that she smelled cinnamon buns in the oven and then vomited right after. She what? She threw up. But that's normal. She always throws up after her premonitions. I shook my head. I think you're right. So you'll come inside? No, I laughed. I meant you shouldn't have told me because now I'm afraid you might be a little crazy. We're all a little crazy, Val. What fun would it be if we only filled our life with normal things? That was a question I could answer, since my life had been boring as hell the last few years. No fun at all. Maybe I needed a Mrs. Peabody in my life. You're right. What's your favorite drink, Val? I usually drink wine, but my favorite mixed drink is a dirty martini. Donovan sounded amused. Not what I was expecting. What were you expecting? Some frou-frou drink. They're a waste of calories. Well, I'm going to sit at the bar and order 2 dirty martinis. If you decide to come in, yours will be waiting for you. I'm in no rush. Why don't you take a few minutes, put your seat back, shut your eyes, and relax. I'll call back in a bit to check on you. Okay. Thank you. A few minutes later, a knock at my window startled me. I nearly froze, expecting it to be Donovan, but it wasn't. Instead, it was an older man wearing a white dress shirt, black vest, and black slacks, a waiter and not my date. In one hand, he held a dirty martini, and in the other, he had an antipasto plate. I rolled the window down the rest of the way. Hi. From the gentleman at the bar. Smiling, I accepted the delivery, took a healthy gulp of the martini, and hit call on my phone. Donovan answered without saying hello. This counts as a first date now. We're having a drink together. Mine's delicious. How's yours? I settled back into my seat. It's yummy. Very dirty. I like a lot of olive juice. As long as you brought it up, I like it dirty too. I chuckled. Is that so? It is. I'm sorry. Hang on a second. I have someone beeping in, and I need to take it. Go right ahead. I'll just sit here and enjoy my cocktail. The line went quiet for a moment, and then he came back. Sorry about that. I should tell you that there's another woman in my life, a very demanding one. Oh? She's a giant pain in the ass, but I can't seem to figure out how to ignore her calls. Your ex-wife? Worse. Little sister. I'm always afraid it will be that one time something is really wrong and I don't pick up. Did something happen? She's upset at the painter who's working in my apartment at the moment. What did he do? He arrived at 9 a.m. this morning, on a Saturday. Okay. She doesn't get up until at least 1. I chuckled. By the way, your drink only has 1 shot of alcohol. It's mostly olive juice. But maybe you should only drink half, in case you decide not to come in and want to drive in the near future. God, this man was so damn thoughtful. The way he made everything easy for me made it harder at the same time. We stayed on the phone talking for another 30 minutes. Considering our current predicament, the conversation focused on bad first dates. Since I hadn't really had any in 20 years, Donovan did most of the talking. He told me he despised when people ate off of his plate, yet it seemed to be a frequent occurrence. His last 3 first dates had all ordered salad, drank too much, and then proceeded to pick at his plate of food. I wanted to stab my last date's hand with my fork every time she reached over. I don't get it. Order your own food if you're hungry. They're probably self-conscious about ordering a big meal in front of their date. Why? Because almost all women are self-conscious about their weight. Are you? I used to be. But as I came into my 30s, I learned to accept that I was never going to be stick thin, and instead, Now I love my curves.
I love your curves, too.
You haven't even seen my curves yet. Donovan went quiet. Did I lose you?
Nope, I'm still here.
Then he was quiet again. We'd never had an awkward moment before, and I wasn't sure what he was thinking. If he was half as smart as he seemed, he was probably thinking, what the hell am I doing talking on the phone with this nutcase? I spoke quietly. I'm sorry about tonight.
Nothing to be sorry about, Val.
That's not true, but thank you for saying that. Again, he went quiet. He was probably regretting the day he messaged me, and I couldn't blame him. After a full minute of dead silence, we both went to speak at the same time. Oddly, we said the same words. I said, listen, Donovan, just as he said, listen, Val. You go first, I offered.
Ladies first.
When I opened my mouth to begin to thank him and say goodbye, I noticed the waiter again walking to my car. This time, he was carrying a piece of cake. The waiter is walking my way with a huge piece of chocolate cake. Is that for me, too?
I had to buy you dessert. Can't have your first date in 20 years suck now, can I?
The waiter smiled as he approached. I began to roll down my window to accept what looked to be a delicious slice of molten chocolate lava cake, then realized just how insane I was being. Can you hang on 1 second? I asked Donovan. I pressed mute before getting out of the car. I thanked the waiter and stood outside with my cake in hand. After a minute, I took a deep breath and headed to the restaurant door to have dessert with my date. In person. Inside, the bar was almost empty. Even though his back was to me, it wasn't too hard to figure out which man was Donovan. There was an older couple sitting at one end of the bar, and two girls who looked barely legal sitting a few stools away from a man holding his phone to his ear. I unmuted my phone and spoke quietly. The cake looks delicious. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My feet felt heavy, like my shoes were made of concrete blocks. Staring at Donovan's back, I was quiet for a moment as I watched him.
Listen, Val, I would absolutely love to see you in person. But if you're not ready, you're not ready. I don't want to make things more difficult for you.
I swallowed. I think I'm ready.
You do?
I nodded. I better do this before I change my mind. Turn around. I'm standing about 20 feet behind you. I held my breath as I watched Donovan turn. Even though his head whipped around, it seemed to happen in slow motion. My eyes locked with his. He was even more gorgeous than I had imagined after seeing his profile. His dark blonde hair was tousled in that sexy, I-don't-give-a-shit way, but still looked perfect. Strong, masculine features, a rugged jaw coated in day-old stubble on sun-kissed skin, a straight, prominent nose, and eyes the color of honey. His deep blue tie was loosened at the collar, and his wide shoulders filled out his dress shirt, pulling slightly over the muscles of his pecs. Gorgeous. Yet there was something very familiar about him. I just couldn't put my finger on it. Donovan took a few tentative steps toward me. If I didn't know better, I would have thought he was as nervous as I was. The waiter who had been visiting my car interrupted Donovan's approach, extending a credit card.
Your card, Mr. Donovan.
Mr. Donovan? Donovan is his last name? Not his first? Donovan. Donovan? I knew a Donovan. My eyes widened. Oh, my God. Everything clicked into place at rocket speed. His profile said his happy place was Montauk. He has a sister about 5 years younger. Donovan. Ford. Ford Donovan. The boy next door at our summer home. The one who used to keep an eye on Ryan for me years ago. His little sister had played with my son. Donovan saw the look on my face, and then I saw the look of recognition hit him.
Mrs. Davis?
My hand flew up to cover my mouth.
Achoo!
Chapter 5.
When morning finally rolled around, I thought I'd get an early start on the day. I'd tossed and turned all night, unable to sleep. Thoughts about Donovan, Ford, kept infiltrating my brain, even though I tried my hardest to forget the entire nightmare had ever happened.
I vacuumed the house, unloaded the dishwasher, and had started sorting through a pile of my mail when my cell rang. Eve's face flashed on the screen. "Give me all the details." I shook my head repeatedly, even though she couldn't see me. It was horrible. What happened? What did the bastard do to you? I'll cut his balls off. Eve's response made me smile for the first time since I'd laid eyes on my date. No, it wasn't that kind of horrible. He was a perfect gentleman.
Okay.
Very sweet and funny, too.
Sounds awful, she said sarcastically.
And gorgeous.
The balls on him.
That's not the worst part.
Let's see. He's young, gorgeous, sweet, and funny. What could be worse than that? He's hung like a horse?
I wouldn't know. And you know why I don't know that?
Because you're an uptight prude who hasn't been laid in years?
That might be true, but the larger problem is that he is one of Ryan's friends. Eve cackled.
That's not a problem. That's fantastic. Bang his brains out and send him to play golf with your ex. Let him eat his heart out when he realizes what he lost.
Eve, I wasn't talking about my ex, Ryan. I was talking about my son.
I'll be over in 20 minutes.
The minute I opened the door, Eve hurried past me without saying a word, whipped up a batch of mimosas, and downed an entire flute before even attempting to start our conversation.
So he didn't recognize you online either? She said as she refilled her glass.
There really isn't a clear picture of my face on the dating site, remember? You loaded the pics. Besides, I haven't seen him in years, and his name is Ford Donovan. I just assumed Donovan 620 meant his first name was Donovan, and I didn't connect the two at all.
Why haven't you seen him in so many years? You're always out in Montauk in the summer. Do they rent out his house or something?
No, I swallowed hard. His parents were killed in a car accident 5 or 6 years ago. A tractor-trailer lost control on the LIE during an ice storm. I didn't find out about it until quite a while after, but the house has sat unused for years now.
Oh, God, that's awful.
Yeah, his parents were older than Ryan and me. But most people who have kids my son's age are older. They were a really happy couple, very much in love. High school sweethearts like us, too. I actually remember watching them on the beach the last summer they spent out in Montauk. Ford's dad would lie on the blanket with his head on his wife's lap and sunglasses on, and she would read to him. It was really sweet, and it made me realize just how much Ryan and I had grown apart.
What did Ford say when he realized who you were?
He said it didn't matter to him. He actually tried to convince me to stay and go through with the date.
Can you believe that? Why didn't you?
I looked at Eve like she had two heads.
Did you miss everything I just said? He's not only 25, but he used to babysit my son.
Eve sighed.
Did you have a drink, at least?
No. Well, sort of. I had a little meltdown before we even met, and he had a waiter deliver a martini to my car while I was freaking out about going inside. She interrupted.
Your minivan, you mean?
Yes, my old lady minivan. That I belong driving. He, on the other hand, belongs behind the wheel of that little sports car he has.
What kind of a car is it?
I have no idea. Why does that even matter?
Because you deserve a boyfriend with a hot little car.
He's not going to be my boyfriend.
Why not?
Eve, did you drink the first batch of these things on the way over here?
Let's break this down. Stick to the details. What's the real issue? Is it his age or the fact that he knows Ryan that bothers you?
Both.
So if he had never met Ryan, you'd go out with him?
No, he's too young. Eve grinned. I really thought she might be losing it.
I can't wait to meet him.
What? You won't be meeting him.
But I'm coming to spend the weekend with you in 2 weeks out in Montauk.
So? He hasn't been there in years. I'm hoping that won't be changing anytime soon. I just want to put the entire bizarre incident behind me. She smiled.
Well, that makes one of us.
After our study session that evening, Allison started to clean up Mark's dining room table. I have to run. I didn't realize it was so late. My husband's car is in the shop, and he works the night shift, so he needs to take mine.
Go. I'll help Mark clean up, I said.
You sure?
Of course.
My son is away at college. He was supposed to come home 2 weeks ago, but he got a last-minute summer internship, so he's staying in North Carolina. Sadly, I sort of miss cleaning up after someone. Allison gave me a hug. You're the best.
Hey, what about me? Mark said. I cooked all this Italian food.
Allison laughed. The Salpino's delivery guy held the door open for me when I came in. She plucked a cookie out of the white bakery box on the dining room table and shut the top. She pointed to the gold sticker on top. Did you make the cookies from scratch, too? Tonight, it had just been the three of us, since Desiree couldn't make it. So when Allison left, it was just me and Mark. I picked up the plates and brought them to the sink. The kitchen and living room were an open floor plan with just a step down from one room to the other.
How do you feel about the test? I asked. You ready?
Sta arrivando, se sono pronto o no,
he said. It's coming whether I'm ready or not. I smiled.
Stai andando alla grande.
You're going to do great. Mark collected the rest of the dinner and dessert mess while I loaded the dishwasher. When he was done, he leaned a hip against the island.
What?
He was looking at me funny. He shrugged.
Nothing. I was just thinking we should celebrate after we pass the exam.
That's an excellent idea, and I like your confidence. After we pass, not if we all pass.
Maybe we could go out to dinner. Italian, of course.
That sounds perfect. I think Desiree is going away the week after the exam, but maybe the week after that. Mark's face told me I'd misunderstood before he said anything.
Oh, I meant just the two of us celebrating.
I loaded the last dish into the dishwasher and dried off my hands. Sorry. I thought you meant all four of us. A moment of awkward silence passed. Eventually, Mark said,
And here I thought I was being so smooth.
Oh, you were smooth. I'm just totally out of practice. Honestly, a date could smack me in the head and I wouldn't recognize it. It's been a long time. He looked hopeful.
Well, then it sounds like you're due for one.
I didn't want to lead him on. I liked him. I really did. He'd become a good friend. I just didn't think I liked him in that way. Which was too bad, because if he were my boyfriend, we could spend the entire summer out in Montauk. Yet he didn't give me that flutter, the type of flutter the guy who was perfectly wrong for me caused. Damn you, Ford. Would you mind if I took a rain check on a date until after the test? I want to focus on that for now. Plus, I wasn't sure. He forced a smile.
Sure.
I left feeling kind of down. I wanted to want to go out with Mark, but it felt like the right decision putting it off. Maybe after a few weeks of not seeing him in class and our study group, I'd start to miss him and realize I'd been wrong. My phone had been in my purse all night, and when I pulled it out at home to put it on the charger, I saw I had a few missed texts. I felt that familiar flutter low in my belly, seeing they were from Donovan, or rather, Ford. Donovan.
I had drinks with a woman tonight.
The flutter suddenly died. As screwed up as it was, I felt a pang of jealousy. Ridiculous, I know. A guy I couldn't go out with, wouldn't go out with, and had no claim to. Yet it didn't make what I felt any less real. Donovan.
I ended it early. Would rather have had cocktails with you, even from the parking lot.
God, why did he have to be so sweet? And so damn young. I probably shouldn't have responded, but... Valentina, if it makes you feel any better, a man asked me out tonight, and I sort of blew him off, too. The little dots jumped around as he started to type back immediately. Donovan.
Is it wrong that just hearing a man ask you out makes me jealous?
I smiled sadly. I feel your pain, buddy. Before I could respond again, another text came in. Donovan.
Why didn't you say yes?
Valentina. Mark and I are good friends. I just don't see him like that. The texting stopped for a few minutes, and I grew anxious waiting for his response. Donovan.
Have coffee with me.
Coffee. It sounded so innocent. Valentina. I can't. Donovan.
Why not? It's just coffee. There's nothing devious about two adults sharing a cup of coffee. I wasn't asking to make it for you in my apartment the morning after while you're wearing my t-shirt.
An image flashed through my head of me standing in front of a coffee pot wearing just Ford's t-shirt and a satisfied, goofy smile. My hair was a wild mess from the night before, and he wore nothing but a pair of gray, low-hanging sweats. He walked up behind me and slinked his arms around my waist, pulling me flush as he brushed my hair to the side and kissed my neck. "Morning," he growled against my skin. I reached up and touched the area he'd kissed. Blinking a few times, I realized I'd been daydreaming. Oh my, vivid. Think maybe I should take a quick shower and put down the phone. I plugged my cell into the charger on my nightstand and forced myself to walk away. The shower proved to be more difficult. Without any mental stimulation except the neutral color of the tumbled stone tile, my mind tended to wander. And tonight my hand wanted to join in while my brain put on a show. My effort to clear my mind of all things Ford did just the opposite, and I had to cut the shower short. After my bedtime ritual of moisturizing and primping, I got into bed and turned off the light. I had every intention of ignoring my phone and going to sleep. I really did. But a half hour later it was eating at me, and I realized I'd never get any rest without knowing if there were more texts waiting for me from Ford. So I unhappily pulled my phone from the charger on my nightstand. Sure enough, a few new texts had arrived while I was attempting to clear him from my mind. Donovan, did I lose you? Donovan, if you're going to ignore me, there's no reason to hold back. Nothing to lose. 10 minutes later. Donovan, okay, so I lied. I want to have coffee with you because I can't stop picturing you wearing my t-shirt the morning after. Donovan, you look really sexy in it, by the way. Donovan, one cup of coffee. Donovan, I'll be in my best behavior. Donovan, I swear. That had been his last text, but the minute I finished catching up on them, a new one arrived. Donovan, you're reading my texts now. I can see they just changed to red, so I know you're not sleeping. I smiled sadly and sighed. Valentina, no, I'm not sleeping. Although I should be. You know why? Because I'll be up at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning, no matter what time I go to bed. I bet you can sleep until noon, like most young people. Donovan, actually, I'm at the gym by 5:30 and the office by 6:45 every morning. Nice try. How about coffee at 6 a.m., if you're up anyway? I chuckled to myself. Valentina, you're persistent. I'll give you that. But I'm sorry, I just can't, Ford. I'd started to type, I just can't, no matter how much I want to. But I erased it. I needed to put an end to this craziness for both of our sakes. Instead of responding, I went to my contacts and edited Donovan to Ford, a gentle reminder that Donovan wasn't a man I could ever be attracted to. He was simply Ford, the boy next door.
Chapter 6. 2 weeks later.
The air smelled better in Montauk. The salt seemed to open my lungs and wash away the stresses of life. It had long been dark by the time I arrived. After Memorial Day, Friday night East Hampton traffic became a war zone of designer-clad people. It was why I'd always preferred Montauk. For most men there, a fancy dinner outfit meant changing out of your fishing boots. Standing on the back deck at almost midnight, I shut my eyes and listened to the waves crashing as I inhaled deeply. After a few more exhales, my shoulders began to relax, until a voice startled me. "Mrs. Davis?" I jumped and let out a very girly-sounding scream. "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. It's Bella, Annabella Donovan from next door." "Oh," my hand held my chest. "Hi, Bella, I didn't see you there." Our beachy neighborhood didn't have fences, just a sand pathway between the elevated houses. Bella stood on the beach at the bottom of the stairs leading up to my deck. "I didn't know anyone else was out here," she said. "I wasn't even sure if you owned the house anymore. I haven't been out here in years, but I'm glad you guys are still around. It's so quiet at night out here."
"Actually, it's just me now. Ryan and I divorced, and my son Ryan is staying at college for the summer to do an internship." I held my breath for a moment before asking the next question. "Are you out here alone?"
"Yep. I drove my brother crazy enough that he let me come out for a long weekend.
I wanted to stay the entire summer, but God forbid he trust me out here alone. A confusing mix of relief and disappointment hit me. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about Ford often over the last couple of weeks. He'd made sure of it with a text or two each day. But I hadn't answered since the night I'd come home from study group.
So it's just us girls then, Bella said.
I guess so, I smiled.
Until my pain-in-the-ass brother shows up.
My skin prickled, and it wasn't because of any chill in the air.
Are you expecting him?
He's not supposed to come out, but he doesn't trust me. He's away on a business trip right now, although I get the feeling he might show up when he gets back. He called me 5 times today and had an alarm system installed at the house.
Well, I suppose that's what big brothers are supposed to do, watch out for their sisters. She shrugged.
Hey, would you want to do a sunrise yoga class on the beach with me? It's only a few houses down. I've been getting up a half hour before and walking to warm up. I have a free pass for a friend if you want to try it tomorrow.
I felt rather out of sorts from the surprise of Bella being next door, not to mention the prospect of her brother coming out to check on her. So I failed to think of a quick excuse why I couldn't do sunrise yoga.
Sure. I'd love that.
Awesome. I'll meet you back here at 6?
That sounds good.
Okay, then. I'm going to go shower.
I have sand in places there shouldn't be sand. Night, Mrs. Davis.
She smiled and had begun to walk toward her house when I called after her.
Bella?
She turned back.
Call me Valentina or Val, please.
Okay, Val. See you in the morning.
I walked out onto the deck with my morning coffee and found Bella stretching on the sand behind our houses.
Am I late? I called down, checking the time on my phone.
Nope, I'm early.
She bent to the right and stretched her left arm over her head.
I woke up an hour ago hearing what I thought was the sound of rain hitting my window, but when I came out, it wasn't raining.
Do you want some coffee?
I'd actually love some. I ran out and had to make decaf this morning, which is like taking a shower with a raincoat on. What's the point?
I couldn't agree more. I nodded my head in the direction of the house.
Come on, let's get you properly caffeinated.
Inside, Bella looked at the small picture frames lined up on the kitchen windowsill while I poured her a steaming mug of coffee.
So you and Mr. Davis are divorced now?
She focused on an old picture of my ex-husband and our son. I'd eradicated the house of all other traces of Ryan Sr., but it didn't seem right to get rid of that picture. My son wore his Little League baseball uniform and looked up at his father in admiration. A part of me hoped keeping that photo around might someday remind my son that he was missing out by pushing his father away since our divorce. The things that happened between Ryan and me shouldn't have to ruin the relationship of father and son, but my son was protective of his mother.
It'll be 2 years this fall that our divorce was finalized.
She crinkled up her nose.
He wasn't very friendly, was he?
I chuckled. Ryan had never been a fan of the Donovans next door. He'd complained that they played their music too loud and let their kids run wild. He'd rolled his eyes when Bella's parents danced on the back deck together, while I often secretly wished I had that type of marriage.
No, he wasn't the most friendly neighbor, was he?
We shared a smile as I handed Bella cream for her coffee.
I mean, I haven't seen him in years, but I remember he always looked like he'd just finished sucking a lemon.
That was a perfect description of Ryan the last 10 years. Bitter. After Bella fixed her coffee with cream and enough sugar to induce a diabetic coma, we sat on the chaise lounges on my back deck. The morning dawn was magical out over the beach.
So what are you studying in college?
I'm not sure. I'd love to go into something like acting. I was originally a business major, but my brother took all the brains when he was born and left me none.
I'm sure you're plenty smart.
Business majors have to take Accounting 101 the first year of school. The professor told us before the first test that if we didn't get at least a 60, we might want to drop the class because it only got harder from there. I got a 28.
My eyebrows shot up.
Out of 100?
And I studied.
She sipped her coffee.
I dropped the class the next day. I don't even know why I picked business for a major. I think I just felt like I was supposed to have a major, know what I want to be when I grow up, like Ford.
Not everyone knows what they're supposed to do right away.
I was a CAT scan technician for 15 years. It was a good job because it allowed me to work part-time around Ryan's school schedule, although it was never something I was passionate about. I actually went back to school to become an Italian language teacher, and I'm taking the licensing test in a few weeks. My grandparents are from Italy, and I always loved the language. I'm really excited about it now. Took me almost 20 years to figure it out, though. That's really cool. I'd do that, but I sort of suck at foreign languages. It's part of the reason I'm thinking acting might be for me. You really don't have to be good at English or math. Plus, she smirked, my parents always said I was a drama queen. You'll figure it out. Just take your time. Since Bella had brought them up, I figured it was okay to talk about her parents. By the way, I'm really sorry about your parents, Bella. I didn't hear about it until a few weeks after it happened, or I would have come to the service. I didn't even have your home address to send a card. I always liked your parents and admired their relationship. Thank you, she smiled sadly. It's weird being out here without them. Every time I open the back door or look out to the beach, I feel like I should see them making out. It used to gross me out, but now I think it's kind of cool how much they were into each other. In a weird way, it was good they died together. One wouldn't have made it without the other. Wow, what a beautiful yet sad thought. We sipped our coffee in comfortable silence for a while after that, enjoying the sunrise. When a crowd started to form down the beach, we figured it was time to get going. Bella and I laid our mats on the sand next to each other and spent a few minutes stretching. I was bent over, dangling my fingers into the sand as I reached past my toes, when I felt a hand on my back. Startled, my immediate reaction was to pop up quickly, so quickly that I caught the instructor off guard and smashed my head right into his jaw. "Oh my God, I'm so sorry!" I rubbed the top of my head as his hand reached for his jaw. His very sexy jaw. Oh God, figures.
It's okay. That was my fault. I thought you saw me walking around. I was trying to guide you to bend straight. You're dipping to your right.
I definitely would have noticed him. Our instructor was tall, with dark hair pulled back in a ponytail, tanned skin, and dark eyes. Tall, dark, and handsome. Definitely handsome. Although that wasn't the part that was so distracting. No, that I could deal with. But the loose gray sweatpants and no shirt, that was exactly what I'd imagined Ford wearing in my fantasy a few weeks ago. That thought, along with the ridiculously amazing carved chest standing before me, turned me into a bumbling idiot. Oh, geez. Yeah, sorry. To the right? Okay, yeah, sorry again. The instructor's brows rose, and he grinned knowingly. The heat rose on my cheeks and wouldn't let up. Sorry again.
Not a problem. Why don't we try that again? This time without the beatdown.
Hot instructor winked, then put his warm hand on the exposed skin of my back.
Bend at the waist.
I was thrilled to hide my face and have an excuse for the color that had already rushed to my cheeks. When my fingertips reached the sand, the instructor stepped behind me and gripped my hips with both hands, guiding me to shift to the left.
There. You're aligned now. When you stretch into your bend, there's less chance you'll injure your back.
I stayed down long enough that he moved on to someone else. When I eventually rose, Bella leaned toward me, failing at her attempted whispering. He's hot and was totally checking you out. The sunrise morning yoga class turned out to be the best exercise class I'd ever taken. Not only was the instructor amazing at poses and helping all of the students ease into positions, but he guided us to use those moments in pose to appreciate the beauty around us. The sunrise, the light shining on the unusually calm ocean, streaks of orange and gold shimmering on the water. It was absolutely breathtaking. As we moved through our vinyasa, coming into upward-facing dog, my eyes, which had been closed for the last few minutes, suddenly opened. I had that sensation you get when someone is watching, a prickly awareness I felt all over my skin. Looking to the left and right, I could find no one in my peripheral vision, and the instructor was busy helping a woman a few rows ahead of me. Yet that strange feeling stayed with me through the end of the class. After our hour was up, the yoga instructor came over to introduce himself.
We didn't actually get to meet before.
He extended his hand.
I'm Ty. I haven't seen you in class before. Are you vacationing in Montauk this week?
Actually, I live a few houses away. Well, I have a summer home here. It's my first week out, and Bella invited me to the class. We're neighbors.
Ty smiled at Bella and returned his attention to me. Did you enjoy the class? We're out here 5 days a week.
The class was amazing. You'll definitely be seeing me again.
I'm looking forward to it.
Something about the way he said that, or maybe it was the gleam in his eye, made me feel good. I might have been 37, but I like to think I'd begun to grow old gracefully. Bella and I shook the sand from our mats and rolled them up. I stared out at the ocean as she tied hers closed. Remind me not to have coffee right before yoga, she said. I've had to go to the bathroom for the last 7 poses. My skin had a layer of sweat on it from the workout, and a warm breeze floated by, leaving my arms with goosebumps. I should have felt grimy, but instead I reveled in the chills, feeling more alive than I had in a long time. Thanks so much for inviting me. Let me make you some breakfast after I wash up. Bella groaned in response to my invitation. Not exactly the answer I'd expected. What's the matter? Please don't tell me you're on a diet. You're so thin. I was still facing the ocean, but I turned toward our houses just as she filled me in on her problem. My pain-in-the-ass brother's here.
Chapter 7 I stood on the back deck watching the yoga class for nearly a half hour before it ended. For the last 2 days, I'd been telling myself I needed to come out to Montauk to check on Bella, make sure everything was okay. That was the reason I was coming. The only reason. But seeing Valentina walk up wearing tight black yoga pants and a cropped exercise top that showed off her flat stomach, I realized I wouldn't have even known if my sister had a giant hole in her face. I told you I'm fine, Bella whined as she approached, still 30 feet away. Valentina stared at me, looking nervous. I assumed she hadn't shared our little Match.com chat and almost date with my sister, and she was anxious that I might let on. Of course I wouldn't. I kept my sex life far away from my Bella. Not that there was any sex to talk about when it came to Val anyway, unfortunately. Reaching the deck, my sister kissed my cheek chastely and then jogged to the back door. I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be back in a minute. Do you remember Mrs. Davis? I do. Val had been looking anywhere but at me until I began to speak. How are you, Mrs. Davis? I arched an eyebrow and sipped my coffee. Once I heard the back door close and my sister was out of earshot, I took a step closer to Valentina. You haven't answered any of my messages. I didn't know what else to say. But you read them all. You could have blocked me or just ignored them. She looked flustered. I didn't want to be rude. Just rude enough to ghost me. Got it. I took another step closer. Can I ask you something? What? She spoke to my shoulder, and I wasn't sure if she was avoiding eye contact or watching for Bella. Probably both. Valentina, I waited until she looked at me. Have you thought about me since the night at the restaurant? She closed her eyes. It doesn't matter. To me, it does. Let's not make it any more difficult than it needs to be, Ford. It was the first time I'd heard her say my first name, and I liked the sound of it. I liked it a lot. Why don't I go first? I thought about you a lot. Why does it matter if I thought about you if nothing is going to come of it? It just does, I said. The sliding glass back door to our house made a high-pitched screech as it slid open. Salt air rusted everything out here. I lowered my voice. Tell me the truth, and I'll keep pretending you're only Mrs. Davis. Valentina's eyes flared. The door squeaked again as my sister closed it behind her. I lowered my voice even more. Come on, tell me. Did you think about me? Her eyes flitted between my sister and me a few times. I leaned in and whispered, say it. No. Without taking my eyes off of Val, I spoke to my sister. Hey, sis, I've been meaning to tell you something. Valentina looked like she was about to freak out. I smiled and mouthed, say it. The panic on her face was adorable. Fine, she gritted through her teeth. I did. Are you happy now? I grinned from ear to ear. You hear that, Belle? Even Mrs. Davis says I'm right. Bella had no clue what we were talking about, yet rolled her eyes. Whatever it is, don't encourage him. I'll try to remember that. What are you doing here? My sister asked. And why are you here so damn early? You had to leave the city at 4 a.m. to get out here at this time. I shrugged. Figured I'd beat traffic. I locked eyes with Val. Lately, I haven't been sleeping well anyway. Something's been on my mind. Keeps me up at night. My sister assumed I was talking about work. Well, just do what you always do. Go after it like it's nobody's business and you'll get it. Very good advice. I grinned. We were just going to have some breakfast. Valentina was going to cook. But since you're here, you can take us out, Mr. Moneybags. I can do that. I looked to Val. John's Pancake House? I don't mind cooking. You're welcome to join us. No way was I passing up an opportunity to get inside her house. Even better. Well, why don't you give me a little bit and I'll wash up and get breakfast started. She disappeared into her house. I impatiently waited 15 minutes, and then Bella finally came downstairs. You didn't even change yet? I said. My roommate from school called while I was upstairs. It's impossible to get Brooke off the phone. She tossed her cell on the couch and pulled the hair tie from her hair. Think Val will mind if I take a quick shower? Why don't I go over and let her know before she starts cooking? Then you can take your time. Perfect. Thanks, Ford. Yeah, perfect. Hey. Val opened the screen door and looked over my shoulder for Bella. She'll be over in a bit. She wanted to give us some alone time. Val's eyes bulged. She was cute when she freaked out, but I let her off the hook, leaning in close as I passed. Joking. Relax. I hadn't been inside her house in years, probably since I was 17 and kept an eye on Ryan the last time. The layout was exactly the same as ours, only hers was painted brighter colors. I headed straight to the kitchen, my nose leading the way. Our chaperone is in the shower. What smells so good? I'm making spinach and feta frittatas with bacon on the side. A bunch of yellow sticky notes on the refrigerator caught my attention. A few had obvious errands written on them, but one just said, oil. Val noticed me reading. The back door squeaks. You want WD-40, not actual oil, then. Oh, yeah. Okay, thanks. I have some lube that can take care of you. She glanced sideways at me, unsure if I was being a wise ass or not. I managed to keep a straight face and turned back to the fridge. Pointing to another sticky, I asked, V.S.? Oh, I need to pick up... She shook her head. It stands for Victoria's Secret. I can help you with that, too. The mirrors and dressing rooms can't be trusted. I'll come so you can model for me. Valentina laughed, and that sound was freaking awesome. Right up there with my other favorites, like the ocean and a crackling fire. It drew me closer to where she stood in front of the stove. 3 burners were going at once. Wow, that looks delicious. I only have 3 small pans, so I can only make 2 frittatas at a time. I shrugged. Works for me. Bella doesn't need to eat anyway. How thoughtful of you. She walked to the refrigerator, took out the feta, and began to sprinkle it into the pan with the eggs. I moved behind Val, definitely closer than was neighborly, and took a deep breath in. Smells delicious. She ignored me. The burner she wasn't cooking on had a paper towel-lined plate filled with crispy bacon. I reached around her to swipe a piece, and my chest brushed lightly against her back. I heard the hitch in her breath, even over the sizzle of the bacon. Good to know. She didn't budge as I leaned in to steal a second piece. This time, I purposely brushed against her back. You smell good. Her hair was pulled up into a ponytail, allowing me to see the nape of her neck, skin that was pebbling with tiny goosebumps, so I didn't back up. I love knowing you thought about me this week. Are you curious what I was doing when I thought about you? Because I can't stop wondering what you were doing when you were thinking about me. Valentina's breathing grew more labored. I wanted to turn her around and press my body against hers, make her gasp into my mouth. But even though I could see her reaction to me on her skin, her body language was still rigid. I'd managed to crack the door open, but she wasn't inviting me in. Hesitantly, I touched her arm.
Ford,
her voice strained in warning, like her head and body were in conflict and her head was only barely winning the fight. I'll go first. I thought of you during the day when I was at work, staring at the computer where we'd first messaged back and forth online. I thought of you as I was at a lunch business meeting yesterday, wondering what wine you would order. But my favorite time to think about you was at night. I'd take off all my clothes, get into bed, shut my eyes, and reach down and grab my...
Anybody home?
My sister's voice interrupted. Shit. Instinctively, I stepped back. Val shook her head a few times before rushing to the door. Bella still had wet hair from her shower. Figures she'd pick today to not spend an hour getting herself ready.
Mmm, it smells good in here. That workout made me so hungry.
I caught Val's eye. Watching it made me hungry, too. Val walked back to the stove, not glancing in my direction again. I stood a few feet away, leaning against the kitchen sink with my arms folded over my chest, just watching her.
There's coffee in the pot and creamer in the fridge, she said to Bella. Help yourself. I haven't had a frittata in forever. Our mom used to make them. You sort of remind me of her. Doesn't she remind you of Mom, Ford?
My eyes shut and I shook my head. She definitely does not remind me of Mom. Val plated the two frittatas and set them on the table.
You two eat.
We'll wait for you, I said.
Yours will get cold while I make mine. Eat.
Bella caught my eye and smirked as she sat down at the table. She pointed her fork at me before digging in.
See? Mom.
I was definitely waiting for Val to eat after that comment. I wasn't really that hungry anyway. She finally sat a few minutes later.
The class this morning was amazing, right?
My sister said.
It was. I really enjoyed it. It's been a while since I did yoga, so I might be sore later, though.
And that instructor was totally into you. I bet he asks you out next time. Valentina gave my sister a polite smile, and then our eyes caught briefly. My sister was totally oblivious, so of course she continued.
He couldn't keep his eyes off you. We should take the class again tomorrow. He's totally worth getting up so early for.
I had a momentary lapse in sanity. Maybe I'll take the class too.
You?
My sister snorted.
Sure, why not?
You've never done yoga. I stood and put my plate in the sink. I'm all about trying new things.
Well, I'm all about getting a job today.
A job? You're only out here for the weekend. Bella's lips pursed.
I have an interview for a summer waitressing gig at a restaurant in town. I figured if I got a job, you might start to see that I'm responsible enough to stay out here for the summer. Plus, I need to save some money. I sort of blew through my savings during my semester abroad.
She looked down at her phone.
Shoot, my interview is in 20 minutes. I'm going to be late. Let me help you clean up before I go, Val.
Valentina waved Bella off.
I got it. Go to your interview. You don't want to be late.
Go, I added. I'll help Val clean up.
Okay, I owe you one.
I'll add it to the pile of ones you owe me. Val and I were both quiet after the screen door slammed closed. It felt like small talk was needed. She's supposed to be out here for a 4-day weekend, and she's interviewing for a job.
Well, at least she took some initiative.
You could have arrived to a house full of knocked-over red Solo cups and passed out teenagers. I suppose. Val stood and picked up her plate and Bella's, but I took them from her hands.
I got it. Sit. You cooked.
I can't just sit here and let you clean up.
Why not?
I don't know. I just can't. I tell you what. If you don't let me clean up, I'm going to continue my story about what I was doing when I was thinking about you this week. She started to speak, but then closed her mouth and sat back down, a light blush on her cheeks. I mumbled to myself, though loud enough that she could hear. Shame. It's a phenomenal story. After I had all the dishes rinsed and loaded into the dishwasher, I noticed a puddle of water forming at my feet. I think you have a leak.
Crap. Ryan was supposed to fix that when he was out here last summer. I told him to call a plumber, but since we share expenses on the house, he never wants to spend on a repairman.
I can take a look. No, it's okay. I'm good at fixing things. I grinned. Don't let my pretty face fool you into thinking I'm a wuss. Really, it's fine. I can call someone. I put my hand on her shoulder. I'm going to fix it. Do you have a bucket and a toolbox somewhere with a wrench? I think Ryan has some things in the closet. On second thought, I didn't want to use her ex's shit for some reason. I'll just run next door and grab what I'll need to take the drain apart and see what's going on. Oh, okay. I got to the front door and turned back to make an obnoxious joke about getting to take care of her pipes after all. But when I did, I found her eyes firmly attached to my ass. Caught, her eyes jumped to meet mine, and a guilty look washed over her face. I winked. The feeling's mutual. I admired your ass for most of your yoga class, so we're even. I wiggled my brows. Be back to take care of your pipes.
Chapter 8. Ryan certainly didn't look like that anymore. I bit my lip, staring down at the lower half of Ford sprawled out on my kitchen floor. He'd taken apart my sink, found a crack in the drain pipe, and went to 3 different plumbing supply stores to find the right part, one all the way in East Hampton. Now he was shoulder-deep inside my cabinet, installing the new drain. I stood nearby, handing him the occasional tool and ogling his body. I couldn't help myself. His dark T-shirt had ridden up, giving me a personal peep show starring rock-hard abs, a deep-set V, a tattoo that ran up his side, and a sexy-as-all-hell thin line of hair that ran down into his Calvin Klein underwear band. The view had my fingers itching to trace that happy trail all the way down to the end. He twisted his body as he used the wrench to tighten something, and the V of his abs deepened. Jesus. On second thought, I was pretty sure Ryan never looked like that. I sighed, quietly mourning the loss of what was right in front of me, mere inches away, yet I'd never have. Ford slid out from the cabinet, and I quickly averted my eyes, hoping I wouldn't get caught checking him out a second time today.
Go ahead. Give it a test run. Turn the water on.
I leaned forward and lifted the handle on the faucet while Ford watched from beneath. After a minute, he smiled.
Good as new.
Wow. Thank you so much. I owe you big time. You'll have to let me make you a nice dinner, at least.
How about you let me take you out to dinner instead?
That's not repaying you the favor. It's just adding to my debt. He raised a brow.
You can square up after our date.
Ford.
Relax. I'm joking. Sort of. How about a beer on the back deck instead?
I smiled. That sounds amazing, actually. Let me just clean up in here and I'll join you. There's plenty of beer in the fridge.
Actually, I'm going to run next door and take a quick shower.
He held up his hands. They were greasy and dirty and manly. There's something so sexy about a guy whose hands look like he isn't afraid to do physical labor. Rugged hands had always been a turn-on for me. Then there were the tattoos on his muscular forearms. I really needed to stop finding things sexy about this man. Boy. I mean boy. He's not a man, Valentina. I looked at his broad shoulders. God, he really does look like one, though. Needing a distraction, I started to clean up. Okay, sounds good. I'll see you in a bit, then. Somehow I managed to not stare at his ass as he walked to the door this time. After I cleaned up the mess in the kitchen, I went to the bedroom to get changed. The afternoon sun had started to heat up the house, and I knew the back deck would be scorching hot. Picking an outfit proved more difficult than I thought. Normally, I'd just throw on my bathing suit with shorts or a cover-up in the afternoon, but I didn't want to look like I was trying to attract attention. My C-cups were difficult to hide under the best circumstances. I wound up changing 3 times and finally settled on a plain white T-shirt and a pair of old, ripped denim shorts. The shorts were a tad young for me, but Eve might have mentioned that my ass looked good in them. Plus, they were sort of messy-looking, so it wouldn't seem like I'd been trying too hard. I came down the stairs just as Ford knocked on the front screen door.
Hey.
He eyed my legs and grinned.
You look good.
His hair was slicked back, still wet from the shower, and he had on nothing but a pair of board shorts and aviator sunglasses. I cleared my throat and tried to ignore the 8-pack and tattoos now on full display. Thanks. Do you want some sunscreen? The sun is roasting on the back deck at this time. God, I sound like his mother.
Nah, I'm good. I don't burn.
I started to mentally prepare my UV rays are dangerous even if your skin doesn't turn red speech, but I stopped myself. A 25-year-old man doesn't need a lecture. Boy. He's a boy, Valentina. I grabbed two beers from the fridge, and we went out on the back deck and sat side by side on two lounge chairs. Ford held out his beer to me.
To being back in Montauk.
I clinked my bottle with his. To being back in Montauk. The icy cold beer really tasted delicious. Ford must have agreed, since he made a loud ah sound when he'd finished guzzling half the bottle.
I missed it out here, he said. I forgot how much I love it.
When was the last time you were out here? I know I haven't seen you guys in years, but Ryan and I split use of the house, and I let him use it the last two seasons, so I could have missed you.
I haven't been out since the summer before my parents died. I was definitely avoiding coming. This place is filled with so many memories. But so far I feel at peace being here. I guess enough time has passed now that I can remember the good times and appreciate them, rather than be bitter that they're gone.
Your parents really loved Montauk. I'm sure they'd be happy you feel that way and can make new memories of your own. We were quiet for a while, taking in the waves crashing against the shore and the sun glistening along the water. Even though it was a warm, almost summer day, the beach was pretty empty. The tourist season didn't really start to peak until the kids got out of school, which was another week or two away.
Yeah, they really loved their summertime at the house.
He brought the beer bottle to his lips and kept looking at the ocean as he spoke.
Life was busy when we were home in the city. They worked a lot. Time seemed to slow down out here, though.
I used to watch them together and envy their relationship. They were so sweet to each other, and it reminded me how far apart Ryan and I had grown. Ford looked over at me and smiled sadly.
They used to have mason jars on the nightstands in their bedroom next door. During the summer, they'd write these short little love notes on slips of paper and put them in each other's jars. One or two lines saying random things they liked that the other did that day. Then on Valentine's Day every year, they'd come out by themselves to check on the house. They'd stay for one night and exchange jars.
Wow, that's so romantic.
Yeah, and we always teased my dad that he was just too cheap to buy a Valentine's Day present.
Ford chugged the rest of his beer and caught my eyes.
You know, my mom was a year older than my dad.
Is that so? He nodded.
Being attracted to an older woman must run in the family.
I laughed. I don't think that's a genetic trait, and 1 year is a lot smaller than 12.
I did some Googling last week. Jay-Z is 12 years older than Beyonce. Ryan Reynolds is 11 years older than Blake Lively.
Men have liked younger women throughout history. He wagged his finger at me.
I thought you might say that, so I'm prepared. Hugh Jackman's wife is 13 years older than him. Allison Janney's boyfriend is 20 years younger. And Holland Taylor is 32 years older than Sarah Paulson.
He definitely got credit for ingenuity. Luckily, I was let off the hook from having to respond by the sound of someone knocking on my front door.
Valentina?
Bella yelled. I went to let her in, while Ford stayed on the back deck. Hey, I opened the screen door. How did your interview go?
It went great. They offered me the job, but I need your help. I was hoping you could help me convince my brother to let me stay out here for the summer.
Ford bellowed from the back deck.
Still can't fight your own battles, huh, Bella?
Her shoulders slumped. Shit, I didn't know he was here. I offered a sympathetic smile. Sorry, but come on out back. And congratulations on getting the job. On my way out to the deck, I grabbed Ford another beer. Handing it to him, I took my seat without thinking anything of it. Bella looked back and forth between us.
Well, don't you two look cozy?
I felt compelled to explain, even though we weren't doing anything wrong. It wasn't unusual for two neighbors to sit together and share an afternoon beer. My kitchen sink was leaking, and Ford fixed it for me. It took him hours. He just finished up. Ford looked over at me and shook his head. He knew what I was doing.
What do you want, Bella?
He said. She put her hand on her hips.
I want to stay. Your apartment is boring, and I love it out here. The restaurant hired me to work their busy shift, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays.
so I'll be working all the time and won't be able to get out of control. Ford sat up and scratched his chin. Bella took the opportunity to keep selling. Plus, Valentina will be out here all summer, so she can keep an eye on me. He looked over at me and pushed his sunglasses down his nose to meet my eyes.
You're staying out here all summer.